So, big news today with Doncaster Rovers, the potential of Danny Wilson coming into the club, allegedly going to be announced tonight. There was a flurry of bets on him being taken last night. A lot of bookies have suspended the betting on this. How do you see this appointment for Doncaster?
Well, obviously, if that is the case, you know, Danny Wilson has got a good track record, and like you say, he's been around, you know, been around the clubs in Yorkshire and done well. I think, you know, looking at the you know, when he was at Sheffield United, I think because people thought Sheffield United should just very easily get promoted back up into the Championship, you know, he didn't get the credit he deserved for, you know, for that season, getting them so close. And obviously since then, you know, you've seen what's happened with, you know, with other managers, and you know, I'm sure he's sitting there thinking, you know, the grass isn't always greener for, you know, for the club after he's left. So you know, if he's the man who's coming in, then you know, he does have the caliber and the credibility behind him to do a good job at a club that obviously should be doing better than where they are at the moment.
And what a game to potentially start his reign with as well, as they're at home to Bradford this weekend.
I mean, that's the great thing about being in and around the clubs in Yorkshire in League One. There are a lot of big derbies and big fixtures. You know, there's a lot of the big Yorkshire clubs are in League One, so you know, there are a lot of those fixtures about. And obviously being at both clubs and know the fan base from both clubs and you know, and the both top sets of fans, and you know, it's a big game for both clubs.
Now, this is obviously an appointment which will be a bit of a shot in the arm. Obviously, Paul Dickhoff, he was axed from a job in early September. They've been struggling as Doncaster Rovers recently. They're in 20th spot in League One now. That is just one place above the relegation zone. Only two wins from 11 games. Is Danny Wilson the kind of manager who could inspire and turn this team around?
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get a reaction out of the players. And you know, anyone looking at that squad list knows that they should be higher up the table than where they are. The good thing on from their point of view is there's a lot of time left in the season, and it's still that early that a couple of wins, you know, like we've had at Scunthorpe, can push you up, and the table is still quite tight. That, you know, it won't take too much to get them up from there and you know, further up towards the playoffs, obviously where they should be. You know, the club have, I think, done well to not make a snap decision. You know, after they decided that Paul had to go, then you know, they haven't rushed it. You know, if Rob Jones has been in for the job full time and doesn't get it, then slightly disappointing. Knowing him and knowing the character he is, and I'm sure he will be a very good manager. And it's just disappointing, I think, the timing coming in at this point when confidence is obviously so low. It's not reflected that in results, maybe. But no, I'm sure with the players they've got there, a good run, we'll see them move up the table, and they'll still be aiming for contention, you know, in playoffs or higher.
Do you think that's what the sort of end game is this season for Doncaster, get into that playoff zone?
I don't see why not for any club. You know, there's not, that gap hasn't appeared as yet. Like I say, I think, you know, from our point of view, Scunthorpe are sort of right in the middle now. We're not far off the playoffs, but obviously still, you know, still within sight of the relegation zone. So, you know, we're still that early on, and it's that kind of league that any kind of consistency, you know, one good month can push you up. So, you know, like I said, with the players they have there, then there's absolutely no reason why not. And I'm sure that's what they'll be saying, you know, when whoever does come in. But obviously, first and foremost, they need to start, you know, turning that run around and picking up some points.
Yeah, it's definitely getting a little bit of balance in the results, isn't it? Because there was the 2-1 victory over Barnsley, and then the 2-0 defeat away to York City on the 6th, and now back. And it's such a big game against Bradford City. Any local derby always has a bit of spice, but if you've got a new manager in the dugout, then the extra pressure's on, I guess, isn't it?
Well, either that, or it might just, you know, be that, you know, you see with a lot of clubs, you see you know, an upturn when the new manager comes in. Everyone's vying for that place in his starting 11, and you know, teams often do go on a good run. You know, I think Bradford are searching for points themselves. They've probably not had the start to the season they wanted, so. You know, it is all to play for, and I'm sure it will be a good game.
Well, that's it. A victory will put Doncaster above Bradford if that happens by a point. So, you know, it's definitely a lot to play for. And, I mean, you've played in these kind of games as well, haven't you? What is the atmosphere like when you step out onto the pitch?
Oh, it's electric, really, and it gives you an extra bit. You know, that's why the first 10, 15 minutes of those games, you know, everyone is absolutely flying around, and it does normally take a bit of time for it to settle down. And like we said, both clubs, you know, have that extra onus that, you know, they know that they start picking up points now, and there's so many points to play for, they can move up the league. But every week it goes by, you know, you slip into November, December, and you're still kind of saying, instead of two wins on the bounce and we push up the league, it's, you know, three, four, five wins on the bounce, and it just keeps putting that added pressure on every game, which you don't really want.